nation. And by the way, Bingo's going to need some prostheses and other stuff. So it's all going to the vet. But he is doing great. And seeing that big fat tail of his wagging every time I get him. And by the way, I will be meeting him when I go to Florida in a couple of weeks.
Pictures, please.
And we'll have a contest to see how long it takes me to stop crying after I first see this boy.
Yeah.
Because he has been such a part of things. Here's another one of our wonderful... Listen to that. In the background, it's T.S., who I got to meet Saturday.
Greg.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My rescues are like Raisin Cane bucking up against each other.
That's okay.
I just wanted to tell you it was a pleasure to, like, meet you, like, face-to-face meet you.
Likewise.
Because when I brought the donuts that morning and the doors were locked and I knocked on Jay's window and he said, "Ass!" You know, "Yes." And I'm like, "Okay." And he came to the door, got the donuts, and then you're like, "Why didn't you let her in?" And he's like, "I don't know." So, B-I-N-G-O. It's all good, you know?
So what did you think of the pie?
I can't eat the pie right now because I'm doing this 21 days of prayer with Church of the Highlands, and I have chosen the Daniel's fast. So I had to put it in a Ziploc freezer bag, and in about 2.5 weeks, I'm going to thaw it out, and I'm gonna eat it up like nobody's business.
I hope it's okay. I am not.
It'll be okay. It's in a freezer bag.
Very good. Okay. But above and beyond everything else, I want to thank you for supporting us and for coming to Prattville Farm Center on Saturday.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure to meet you and shake your hand.
Well, likewise. You
have a good day.
Great Monday evening as we hit the 5 o'clock hour.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Yeah.
This is Governor Greg Abbott seeking donations to keep sending busloads of illegal aliens to Washington, D.C. and New York City. The governor's office says the fund drive has already raised more than $118,000. On its donation website, Abbott's office specifically calls out President Biden for ending Title 42 restrictions. The president's action opened the border to even more illegal immigrants, human traffickers, and deadly drugs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis denouncing the FBI for its search to former President Trump's Florida home during a rally in support of two Republican nominees in Arizona. Senate nominee Blake Masters and gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake, both of whom were endorsed by Mr. Trump.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Now it's time for today's visit with a story lady.
Today's story is one that I call The Frog Prince, and it goes something like this. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far away, an evil witch put a curse on a handsome young prince and turned him into a frog. telling him that he would remain a frog until a beautiful princess came along and gave him a kiss. Many years passed, and then one day, a lovely princess was skipping gaily along in the garden of her castle near a pond. All of a sudden, she spied a frog on a lily pad. "Oh, what a cute little froggy," she exclaimed. And with that, she picked up the frog and gave it a kiss. Instantly, she got a whole bunch of warts on her lips.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells the heartwarming story of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
I wish you could find more of those. I got about 8 Story Lady episodes, and I'm sure there's more. I especially want to hear the heartwarming story about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Excuse me, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago. It is 5:06. I've been reading the story from Don Serber at blogspot.com. He is a really good daily blogger, does a news summary every morning and a couple of more blogs during the day. He's my favorite, right behind David Blackman. And I don't recall all of this, but when Trump changed his residence from New York to Florida, smart people said, well, it's to avoid state income taxes, but he had something up his sleeve. It says in March he filed a RICO lawsuit that says Clinton and the Democratic National Committee form a racketeer-influenced corrupt organization. They created the Russiagate hoax to discredit and undermine his presidency. This really was an attempted coup and sedition. That's why they're so busy screaming about insurrection and sedition and all this other stuff at the January 6th people, because, see, they did it. He filed it in federal court in Florida. The media has tried to discredit it. CNBC said during the campaign in 2016, Trump had said at a press conference, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. That was a reference, of course, to the emails that were mysteriously deleted from Hillary's private server when she was Secretary of State. That's an astonishing way of framing Hillary's national security violations. Jim Comey said the only reason he did not recommend prosecution was she was running for president. Can I ask you a question about that? Because that's what he said. She did this, this, and this, but she's running for president. Think about that. She committed crimes, national security crimes, but she's running for president. That's okay. Trump has committed no crime. They haven't even come close to coming up with anything they can justify as crime.
Greg, if they had anything, we'd have heard it the first 24 hours. They'd have screamed it from the rooftops.
I told you, they would have, they'd start another cable channel.
Absolutely.
Just to give it hysterical, heavy breathing coverage. And why I just have not been able to figure out how people can hate the country that much. D.C. fears Donald Trump the way the Wicked Witch of the West fears water. Sarah Palin was a similar symbol before him, and she certainly was. They didn't get all that excited about John McCain, but when she came on the ticket, oh my God, this is a real conservative. We can't have that. And they gave her the same treatment.
Yeah.
Any Republican who isn't part of the genteel never-Trumper club must never take power. Any Republican who might really be serious about stopping them, and especially about draining the so-called swamp, cannot have any power. It's a deadly serious game, and they're determined to win. Trump said, and he was correct, they're not after me, they're after you. I am just in the way. That's why we are going to have 87,000 new IRS agents. Because in Economics 101, it says, expand the IRS when the economy is faltering. Right. Faltering when it's staggering. The January 6th hearings failed to ignite public outrage, appropriately so. The hair on fire hysteria begat scandal fatigue. Democrats and the FBI keep saying he's a criminal, but they list no crimes. The RICO lawsuit has him on the offensive because the case is in Florida and not D.C. This led to the raid last week. Obama and the FBI wanted to discredit Trump and also confiscate any incriminating evidence he has against them. But this backfired like Jack Benny's old car. Remember them? Mm-hmm. Would you consider the FBI's decision to conduct a search warrant on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort to be 47% said an abuse of power, 40% said it was not? And you know what? You're stupid. You are just plain stupid because you don't see how this could affect you one day. You really don't. Get over your hatred of the man. In fact, most people that hate him have been convinced to do that by this horribly corrupt media. Interestingly, though, recently Congressman Troy Nels of Texas said, I didn't see Donald Trump sweating at all last night. He didn't seem concerned. You know why? Because he didn't do anything. He knows why they were there at Mar-a-Lago. And they didn't find it in Melania's panties. There you go. 5:11. We're going to be talking to Brad here in a second. Rich's forecast coming up. When you're in an accident, and gosh, that is just the most sickening moment. Crunch. And your first reaction is, am I okay? Are the other people okay? Anybody riding with you, are they okay? And once priority one is taken care of, then you take that long walk around to the damaged area of your car. And it's not just the sadness of seeing your vehicle damaged, it's the frustration knowing you're in for a bit of a bureaucratic experience with insurance adjusters and estimates, sometimes lawyers, sometimes police. At the end of all that, oh, and then, you know, having to rent a car sometimes, usually you have to find wheels for at least a few days while it's being fixed. So Montgomery Paint and Body, their goal from day one is to eliminate as much of that hassle as possible while focusing on the technology and the talent to re-deliver to you a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. And it's a result they have produced thousands and thousands of times during all their years there on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Donnie Turner, now son Brandon, they've kept that high standard. They will not compromise. They will not compromise. Because sometimes in those situations, you need an advocate with your insurance company. Well, we're not paying for that. Well, let the body people step up and speak on your behalf. You don't have to make that argument. They'll make it for you. And they're never going to make anything up either. 27 Rec with a W, and nobody hopes more than they do that you don't have to call them for the reason they're there, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 27 Rec. And that's Rec spelled with a W.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Ugh. Jeff Baranko here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. Radar is becoming more active today, and there's a risk of some thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before they fade out overnight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Low temperature tonight down to about 73. Look for mid-90s again tomorrow. Only isolated afternoon and evening storms, but the storms will become much more numerous Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No more mask, come on over here. COVID rules have disappeared. CDC says I can be close to you, though my hands are not sanitized. Come and sit by my side. Distancing, it's not a thing close to you.
It was 2 years ago this month I wrote for Boom Magazine, a column called I Want My Normal Back, because we were a few months into this COVID garbage. And it just, why we're not pounding tables and screaming at the top of our lungs over this entire fraud and the reason behind it is beyond me. Because they snuck it out Friday. They said, well, you know, just never mind. In the meantime, Trudeau in Canada will not let you into the country unless you're vaccinated. I think they should take the baseball team out of there until he changes his mind. What a piece of work he is. All right, I did not see the final numbers on Wall Street today, but the man that can analyze whatever it was that happened today is Mr. Right on the Money. And that's Bram McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how you doing, man? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend making key lime pies and helping my three-legged buddy, Bingo, and paying down his medical bills and meeting some really generous, wonderful people.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I saw the pictures, I think online somewhere, and it made me feel good, man, I tell you. And I'm always in the house to help out however I can.
I got to get you a pie because I know you like them, and I want you to, I've tweaked them just a little bit with farm eggs and five instead of four, and I'd love to, since you are a connoisseur, I got to get one over to your office.
Bring it on, man. You can count on me. we can take several, I'm sure. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What did happen today? This morning I noticed it was down a couple hundred points, and I just checked. And I said this morning, I said, it's down 200 points now, but by the end of the day it could be in the green. Who knows? And look at this. The Dow finished up 151. So tell us about today.
Yeah, all in all, really, I consider days like today a little bit flattish, to be honest with you. We're in this bit of a lull. We've just wrapped up earnings season for the second quarter. Now we're into the third quarter, well into the third quarter, and a lot of analysts, economists, very smart, savvy folks out there are trying to figure this out, and there seems to be a whole host of various types of opinion in terms of where we go from here. And certainly this week, we do get the back end of these earnings because, as I mentioned last week, we're going to get a bunch of retailers this week. And it's all the big ones, right? I mean, it really is. Tomorrow morning, we have Home Depot and Walmart, two pretty big names everyone knows.
Yeah.
They're going to announce before the market opens. And then on Wednesday, we get Target and Lowe's. So We're gonna learn a lot about the consumer as far as it relates to housing and spending at places like Home Depot, Lowe's, and then the two biggest retailers out there with Target, Walmart. So should be pretty interesting there. But I gotta say, Greg, this morning when I woke up and I saw this news coming out of China, it was really really shocking. Because they're not so transparent. a lot of the economic data that comes out of that country is pretty well guarded, you know, by the government. But their economy is in horrible, horrible shape. I mean, it is really bad over there. And finally, it's gotten to the point now where the Chinese, they had to cut interest rates. So here we are raising interest rates. They're cutting interest rates to try to stimulate their economy. And that really surprised people. And as you would imagine, as a result of that, you saw a pretty nice rally with the U.S. dollar, which initially caused markets, U.S. markets, to go down just because strong dollar means, you know, a pretty tough trade situation. And it's perilous, if you will, for the valuation of U.S. equities on a short-term basis. And again, it's like, where do we go from here? So we've got now roughly, I would say, 4 to 5 weeks-ish before the next Fed meeting in September, with a lot of data yet to go. We're going to get jobs data towards the end of, not this month, but, well, we'll get jobs claims, and then we get in September, that first week, which is a few weeks from now, how the jobs numbers came out for August. And then I think the fireworks start to go off. So I really think here lately, very weak volume, light volume in the markets. We've had this little bear market rally. This is an opportunity, and we have taken this as an opportunity to sort of recalibrate the portfolios, take advantage of some strength in the market, and take a little bit off the table.
Brent, do you think that they would ever call our loans? China?
No, I really don't. Matter of fact, China has been selling U.S. debt and trying to get out of it. And interestingly, they say, you know, that it's because we're raising interest rates and all of that, and they don't want to lose money. You know, a bit of a complex discussion there in terms of foreign currencies, et cetera. But I think the Chinese are hedging their bets a little bit because they see how the U.S. government has used the dollar as a financial weapon of war. You know, Russia is sort of the litmus test for everyone else out there. And Russia invaded Ukraine. One of the retaliatory tactics that we used was to confiscate all of their money in U.S. banks. And that's never been done before. So... and this was a big move that was made. And so China, I think, is monitoring that. And they're thinking to themselves, maybe if this thing comes off the rails with the U.S. with respect to Taiwan, maybe we need to be getting, you know, reducing our exposure to U.S. Treasury. So I don't think that's a really big worry.
So this week we'll kind of get a glimpse at what's really happening with consumer sentiment then.
We will. We'll get consumer sentiment. We've got other data too that'll be coming out for the rest of this week. But I think for me, Greg, the biggest testament that we can see is to the consumer is what these earnings will have in store for us from these big retailers. Primarily because the U.S. consumer, we're monitoring consumer credit, and it's really rocketing higher. I mean, really significantly higher. And we're also seeing an interesting thing like American Express. We were looking at some things with them where they've seen a year-over-year increase at the end of the month of July, year-over-year trailing 12 months, of small business receivables have gone up over 36%. And so what that tells us is that now this inflation problem is really getting into small business owners in a very profound way. To see an increase of 36% in 12 months of money that's owed to American Express by small business owners is pretty significant and very telling. This can only go on for so long before we roll over in a pretty meaningful way. And that's why I think it's a time to be a little cautious.
And with that, Brent, we thank you for the time today. And I hope those of you listening, it's times like this where every day there's news that makes you nervous. Should I spend? Should I hang on to my money? What should I do? Where can I put it to keep it safe? They can help you with all of these at Brent McDonald's Invista Advisor. I have an account there. I am thrilled with the result. I don't have a ton of money, but enough to, you know what? It's just nice to not worry about it. I know they know what they're doing. They're always looking out for my best interest. Their number is 387-0094. Have a sit down. Talk about your future, where you'd like to be, thinking both short and long term, a year or 10 years. And they can give you suggestions and answers. 387-0094. And we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
We sure will. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks, Brent.
Bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
525.
We have an accident on I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. They are on the ramp, according to the dispatcher, so please use caution there. We've also got an accident on East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. We believe they've about got that one cleaned up, but use caution there. Very busy everywhere, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Pretty heavy traffic through the interchange, but no problems anywhere other than our two minor accidents that we have going on. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Medical billing and coding classes begin September 13th, and pharmacy technician begins September 19th at Trenum State. You may qualify for WIOA funding. Call Trenum State, 420-4240. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Are you looking to make an upgrade in your bathroom or kitchen? If so, why do all the time-consuming research when you can know in advance and have confidence in Genesis Renovations, who has been voted the number one home remodeler in all the Tri-County area and additionally has been voted among the best of the best when it comes to windows, bathroom, and kitchen remodeling and outdoor living spaces, including fencing. Visit the Genesis Renovations website at gen-corp.org. That's gen-corp.org. Or give them a call at 416-8037.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a minute. I am looking for something I sent myself earlier today entitled Comey the Clown. Since we've been talking about old Jim and his cover-up for shrillery, oh, no reasonable prosecutor would go after this. She's running for president. Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my whole damn life. Here he is. This has been, I believe, audited.
On the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton, what I want to do is tell you what we're recommending. But first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails, 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret. 36 of those chains, secret. And 8 contain confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything I did was admitted. There was no law, no regulation.
Secretary Clinton should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
All right, we'll play the whole thing coming up. That should make your blood boil right there. It's on the record. She shouldn't have done that, said the FBI director. But she's running for president, so we're going to leave her alone. Who do you need at a time like this?
Jay Quallen.
You are correct, sir.
Hi.
Hi. I had a bonus visit with you and the fam this week, and it was nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you didn't get a pie this weekend, did you?
I'm going to get on Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Remind me.
Monday?
No, I'm talking to Rosie. She's my pie mistress. Yeah. Pie co-manager.
I'll remind you.
And you're coming in Wednesday, right?
Yes, Dana and I.
Because I am building a whole file of topics that we could all talk about.
And Gary doesn't know yet, but I'm going to come to the Baumhauers, too.
Oh, that'd be great. Because we would love to have you at the Baumhauers. It's topics like secret spending by spouses can actually strengthen relationships, it says. I don't buy that. We have 14 bridal party trends, and because you have the taste and panache to make decisions on this kind of thing, I want to get your feedback on that.
Okay.
9 signs it's lust and not love.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Did we ever do the story about the woman suing a man for 10 grand because he stood her up on a date?
No.
Okay. That ended up with a screaming match with a judge. And then a nurse sharing the craziest excuses for a father missing the birth of his child.
Ooh.
These are some of the social issues that we will be have a chance to discuss. Oh, and purchases that cashiers might judge you for making.
So what?
You were kind enough to come by Mama's Produce on Saturday morning. What'd you think?
I thought it was wonderful, and I loved coming up there. I was telling them I'm going to have to stop by. I go up and down there all the time. That's how I cut through from the office to go to Watauga County Courthouse. And so now I'm going to start stopping in. And we had delicious chocolate ice cream.
Oh.
So thanks to you.
I bought some vanilla. I bought a lot of things. I bought hummingbird feeder food. And they've been buzzing like crazy. In fact, my backyard ring alert went off this morning around, I don't know, 4 o'clock. So obviously at that time, it's usually an animal, usually a possum or a squirrel or some other beast. It was hummingbirds. It was hummingbirds darting in and around. Once you get the good stuff in the hummingbird feeder, word gets around. They tell each other.
So, yes. Because, that's what we got, too. We got the hummingbird stuff.
Yeah. And they're so...
And I now have 4 in my backyard. 4 hummingbird feeders.
Wow. They are fun to watch.
I'm feeding them.
You're keeping the hummingbirds or the feeders?
All of them. So I've got 2 in front of my bedroom and 2 in front of Steven's bedroom. And we just watch them.
That is so cool.
Steven picked out his own hummingbird feeder on Saturday.
That is awesome. What a great way to teach him. I saw my first hummingbird in Minnesota. I'd heard of them. I just had never seen one. And they're fascinating because they beat their little wings like 10,000 times a minute or something like that. Something crazy.
They're amazing.
And they have the aerodynamic.
They were here when I first saw them. We didn't have them in South Florida.
I think it's too hot for them down there. I don't recall seeing them down there myself. But I see them here.
Pretty hot here, Greg.
What?
It's pretty hot outside.
Well, as hot as it gets here, I don't think it's ever quite as bad as it is down there.
Because the humidity's greater.
Yeah, because it can be 95 here and 88 there, and I'll take the 95 here anytime.
True. That is fair.
But I am... I'm either going to run into some terrarium-like heat or tropical weather. I'm going down 2 weeks from Wednesday. I got to meet.
So when are you going down?
2 weeks from Wednesday. I'm going down to see the bingo.
Oh, the bingo.
Not the Seminole County Indian bingo, the dog.
The real bingo.
The real bingo. Did you ever play bingo at any of the reservation casinos down there?
Yeah, of course. Come on, Greg. Of course I did.
I don't know. We've never talked. Did you ever win anything big?
No.
The only
gambling that I've ever won big is when Amy Hampton and I used to go down to Biloxi and we'd play down there in law school. I won, not big, but I mean, $1,200 was pretty big in law school, when you're eating rice and trying to get by.
Yes.
And I've won a couple grand on the casinos before on the cruise ship, but nothing on the bingo or the slots.
That is awesome. I know 2 people, one who won 18 grand at bingo, and he goes to, whatever they give you when you win the game, the authentication, and they gave him a brown paper bag like he was buying alcohol at a convenience store. filled with $20 bills.
Wow.
Wow.
And no security. Here's your money. I would have been really nervous.
Oh, yeah. I would have been like, oh, I'm going to need somebody. Oh, look at that hummingbird. I'm going to need somebody to escort me to my car. Oh, can I tell you something, though, Greg? Guess who came today?
Who?
Turf stalkers.
Oh.
Yes, in my yard while I'm staring at my hummingbirds. It's phenomenal. It is, like, pristine.
Yes, they do a great
job.
Like,
the edging is perfection. Like, my grass is cut. My yard is good.
Don't tell anybody this, but they trim my sideburns for me because they know how to make a straight line like nobody's business.
Well, I just love them. I really do. And I'm picky. You know I'm picky.
Yes. In fact, I can say this now. I know that the McMahons were very excited to do a celebrity lawn like yours, but also nervous because... Well, you speak the truth, and if you're not happy with something, you'll let them know.
So I'm going to let you know.
You did. That's great.
No, they've done, this is the second time they've done my yard, and I have been wonderfully pleased both times.
Did you get to play golf or pickleball or anything over the weekend?
No. So I had, you know, Saturday I had a gender reveal. My sweet friend Morgan is welcoming a beautiful little baby boy come March. So I did a gender reveal party on Saturday, and then on Sunday I just kind of, you know, we do the normal church, lunch, grocery shopping, home, pool, bed, school for the next day type of deal. Jared, on the other hand, got to play Sunday morning before church. I had the children.
Oh.
I'm not bitter at all.
No, I can tell.
And so we're going to try to play. I think we looked at the radar to see if we could play maybe Friday afternoon after work.
That's always fun when you call in from the golf course.
Well, Wind Lakes has like a really late tee time at like 6:45.
I don't know.
And I'm like, that's so late. Because it doesn't get dark until like 9 o'clock.
Well, sunset still. It's not dark, but sunset now is 7 o'clock, just so you know.
Yeah.
So the gender reveal, you did that with balloons, right?
Yeah.
And it was what, a boy or a girl?
A boy.
It's a boy.
Oh.
We actually did it with cannons. So I did the balloon wall. I'll send you a picture. I did the balloon wall in cotton candy colors, like pink and blue. And because Morgan wanted a little balloon wall. And then we did the reveal with these massive powder and confetti cannons that I ordered. Let's just say... We didn't realize how much magnitude and force these cannons were going to have, because I got the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
People had blue dye everywhere. I mean, in their nose, in their ears. Dana looked like a Smurf.
Oh,
like,
God, she would, too. That's funny.
We had, like, it's kind of like, you know, when a volcano erupts, there was, like, soot, like, blue soot over everything, like on the roof of the house and people's cell phones. Like, we had chicken salad catered it, and so, like, you had blue chicken salad. I mean, it was everywhere.
Well, I want to see pictures. I want to see pictures of all that chaos.
I have a video. I will send you a video. You can watch it during break.
That'll be fun.
But yes, it was insane.
Awesome. Well, have a great evening. Love to the family. Thanks again for helping us out.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good night.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 5:39. And the non-ranch BLT is the featured item on this week's Inflation Sucks menu at Baumhauer, so come and join us for that. If you are, you know, you just talked to somebody or heard from somebody who is a stickler for how things look on the outside of the home, when you have any type of project, whether it's something basic, you know, well, it's just a driveway. But when you have concrete poured for a driveway, you want to see cracks in it. You want to make sure it's done right from the get-go. Tom Latham and Penny Earn Concrete Technologies for years have been doing, you talk about a stickler for detail. It's going to be done right the first time. In fact, I did a ride around with Tom. I was amazed. He took me to a number of locations. We actually got out of the car, walked, and looked, because he wanted me to see what can happen when something isn't done correctly. Some contractor poured concrete, a patio, around in a house that had three rooms around that patio. And then I think it was during that May 2009 10-inch rain, it flooded into the house. The drainage wasn't set up properly. All of that stuff is an important consideration in any outdoor project. They're incredibly creative. They do beautiful stamped concrete above and beyond driveways. And they also do land clearing projects. We're going to let you know about that pool real soon, Tom. We're either going to get the patio or the pool. I don't know yet. We're working on it. Get the best if you're going to invest in concrete, somebody that you can absolutely trust. And that's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. For an estimate, 284-9292. Or look up Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook. Traffic at 541.
Well, we still have some accident vehicles on I-85 northbound on the ramp to Taylor. They're off on the right, but watch out for them there. Also, East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. We're still showing an active accident scene there. East Boulevard near the Popeyes. Watch out there for a minor accident. We believe that one's in a parking lot. And the 400 block of West Fairview, we got a vehicle smoking. Fire department is responding there. Watch out for that, and watch out for the fire department. We'll keep you updated. If you need parts for your manufactured home, see Bruce Dean at Jayco Manufactured Homes on Wetumpka Highway. They have a fully stocked part store or can help you order the right part. Jayco Manufactured Homes, everything to make your home a home. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Okay, what was that?
I'm not sure.
Electricity. It can be a little scary. Fortunately, the folks at Crosby Electric are experts, providing complete electrical services and keeping River Region homes and businesses safe since 1967.
I hate lightning.
Crosby Electric offers whole house surge protection to protect you and your possessions.
What I hate is being without electricity.
You never have to be. Crosby is an authorized generator dealer, sales, installation, and service.
Okay, our yard is dark.
Crosby does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for all of your property.
Am I crazy, or did that light just flicker?
I'd say both.
And Crosby offers unique technology that pinpoints electrical problems even inside your walls.
Good night, honey.
Good night.
Sleep well tonight with no electrical worries. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085. That's 272-2085.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake, because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Radar is becoming more active today, and there's a risk of some thunderstorms well into the evening hours tonight before they fade out overnight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Low temperature tonight down to about 73. Look for mid-90s again tomorrow. Only isolated afternoon and evening storms, but the storms will become much more numerous Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've tried all the diets and nothing's worked.
All of them. Keto, Atkins, Weight Watchers, South Beach.
And now researchers say you're not alone.
Pass the tofu. Wait, what?
You've been diagnosed with diet-resistant obesity.
Diet-resistant obesity?
Yep. Apparently just changing your diet doesn't work.
Duh.
We wish we could say, now there's hope. But there really isn't. So start exercising and eating healthier.
Can't I just tell everyone I have diet-resistant obesity?
I wouldn't recommend...
Yeah, Pizza Palace? Give me a large double-stuffed meat lovers with extra cheese. Yeah, my doc says I got diet-resistant obesity.
Don't ask your doctor if diet-resistant obesity is right for you.
I'll have to live with it.
Yeah, that's another thing in terms of medical news. Diet-resistant obesity. So in other words... Let's say you're overweight, you want to lose weight, and you're going to do it by changing your diet. Not everybody that's obese can have success with that. I recommend the bicycle. Do what I did today. I put on a sweatshirt and sweatpants, and I rode for 30 minutes, did almost 5 miles, enjoyed the, it's cathartic, it releases stress, but I really think because I don't eat like a pig, but I've had trouble losing weight. I did okay with keto a couple of years ago. But now that instead of doing high energy 15-minute rides and coming back exhausted, doing the long, I still take some effort to do that, but now I'm getting a result. And I'm just sharing that in case anybody else has faced a similar frustration. I think there's some legitimacy to that.
I think your metabolism slows down as you age.
Rosie, you probably heard me tell the story. I think it was here with my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a little concerned with my weight. And I said, I understand. I said, man, it just seems like after I hit this certain age, my metabolism went to zero. And he says, that's because at your age, your metabolism basically goes to zero. So you kind of got to give it that extra boost. But that doesn't mean you have to go out and kill yourself either.
Right.
Or go through the discipline. There's nothing wrong. Whatever works for you. And for me, have found a way that I really, really enjoy. Get yourself a bike. And you don't have to go out and conquer the world the first time out. Go out. In fact, when I got this bike for my birthday, it's almost 2 years. I wasn't even 0.3 miles down the street when my legs were cramping. And I almost cried because I thought, this is bad. This is a mistake. And the next couple of times out weren't a whole lot more fun. So the bike sat for about, I don't know, a few weeks. And then when the weather got cool around the 1st of November, I said, all right, I'm going to try this again. So I just kept going a little further every day. And now people do look at you like you're insane when you're riding around in this heat with a sweatsuit on, but still, it works. It's made a difference. I am finding clothes that fit. Met Rich for lunch yesterday. I don't want to wear sweatpants to a restaurant, even if it's a casual kind of place. So I saw a khaki-colored pair of jeans I had bought a long time ago. I know the last time I put them on, I couldn't even get close to clasping the button in the hole. And it was depressing. That's always depressing when something you wore very easily suddenly came right, perfect, perfect fit. Didn't have to suck it in, didn't have to stretch to get the button in the hole. To me, it was very nice, very satisfying.
Good for you.
I have no idea what it translates to pounds, but it does work. Here's a new scam. San Francisco seems to be the place where scams originate and then spread. You heard me tell you last week, in New York, the environmental crazies, those fascists, are running around and slashing tires on SUVs because you are killing the planet. And because I am righteous, I'm entitled to slash your tires to teach you a lesson. And of course, in New York, with that idiot, that buffoon they have for a mayor, the one who's consulting our mayor, I doubt that there's been a whole lot done about that problem. Well, now in San Francisco, the thugs out there have been leaving notes on cars for people saying, pay me so I don't have to rob you. Someone posted a photo of a note that said, I don't want to steal anymore, but I still have bills to pay. Can you help me, please? And there were three ways to pay: PayPal, Cash App, or a QR code to send Bitcoin. But the note made it clear. You either help me this way. This is a very sophisticated form of begging now. Leaving notes on cars with information on how you can give me money through PayPal, Cash App, or Bitcoin. The local news looked into it. Turned out the same note has been left on cars all around the University of San Francisco, where they're no doubt teaching people that you're entitled to this money. A woman who works in the area said she was worried the person might come back and break into her car if she didn't pay. She still decided not to, but one of her coworkers did send money. That's lunacy.
Yeah.
But that's also California. And I meant to bring this up with Jacqueline, but I'm going to throw the story away. And before I do, there was a lawyer. I'll save this for when they're here on Wednesday. It's still a funny story. It's still worth the time. We are at 5:52. Let's check in with Skipper for our final Monday afternoon traffic update.
Well, we do have a couple of places you might want to use just some caution. I-85 northbound on the ramps to Taylor. Got several vehicles off on the right side of the roadway. Hopefully they'll get that one cleared up. And we're still showing an active accident site, East Boulevard at Vaughan. Hopefully that one's out of the way. We've also got a good bit of congestion, Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. I-65 at 85, light to moderate traffic through the interchange. Nothing more exciting than a new home, and Bruce Dean at Jenko Manufactured Homes can make that happen for you. Over 30 homes to choose from, with new homes arriving weekly. Jenko Manufactured Homes, Wetumpka Highway, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network is your weather authority. Watch CBS 8 and ABC 32 to see Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler. He has more than 30 years of experience, and he grew up in Elmore County, so he knows local weather. Shane Butler is backed by a team of expert meteorologists. And don't forget Thunder Truck, which is on the road when it's stormy and at community events when it's sunny. Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, your weather authority.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World ask you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young people suffering under communist woke professors. I talked recently with a college kid at one of these schools who said in each class, before any student speaks, they're required to introduce themselves, say their name, and say my pronouns are. Well, my name is Ted Cruz, and my pronouns are kiss my ass.
Good for you, Ted. That's just so... state your name and your pronouns? Man. Hey, this is good news. And this may be something your church may want to pick up on. 28-year-old guy was trying to break into a church in Washington State earlier this month, and while police were arresting him, a skunk showed up and sprayed him. That's like instant justice right
exactly.
There. See, neighbors and dog poops. And one more story that we might have a minute for a call. Study encompassing 400 million voter records, and this is from a left-wing radio service, held in 2014 and 16, finds significant gaps in U.S. voter turnout. Those who support the Democratic Party are less likely to vote than honkies, older citizens, and Republicans. Isn't that the same thing? Additionally, these groups who are less likely to vote are also more likely to live in areas where their neighbors aren't voting either. We're finding that the circumstances of other citizens who live around you plays an important role. The bottom line on this story, a massive voter turnout study points to a very bad November for Democrats.
Somebody needs a pie for Wednesday afternoon. I've got his name.
Okay. We must keep tabs on things.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have a couple we can sell at the Baumhauers. All right, we are at 5:59.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Thanks to everybody who made this a lot more than a Monday, right? On behalf of Rosie Brock, William Billy, Jay Quillen, and everybody who contributed today, thanks for tuning in. Back in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
I like Tom Hanks enough to let him close my...